This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Disaster averted for disaster relief. The government gets out of its FEMA trailer, you might say. Shutdown avoided. On this Tuesday, September 27th, a small takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Hold the presses. Government functioning. That's what it comes down to these days in Washington. Todd Zwillick is here to explain. Gold takes a plunge on the markets, and Louise Story, who doesn't wear much of it, joins us to explain why. The Latino vote and Obama, a Republican view, but we begin with the headlines. Congress appears closer to avoiding that government shutdown over disaster funding for FEMA. Senate leaders dropped $1 billion from a bill after the Federal Emergency Management Agency said it had enough money to cover relief efforts through the end of the week. Republicans had demanded offsetting cuts. The House needs to approve it, but it's on recess till next week. President Obama wraps up his three-day trip out west today. He'll be in Denver to pitch his jobs plan. Meanwhile, the White House has decided not to ask a federal appeals court in Atlanta to review a ruling that strikes down the centerpiece of the president's health care overhaul. The administration's decision makes it more likely that the U.S. Supreme Court would hear a case on the health care overhaul in the court's current term. That means a decision would come down in the midst of next year's presidential election campaign. In the past 10 minutes, Greece's finance minister says his country will get the next batch of bailout funds in time to avoid default. Meanwhile, the Greek prime minister is holding talks today in Germany with Chancellor Angela Merkel before the German parliament votes on whether to back that financial bailout deal for Greece. In Libya, government forces have entered the city of Sirte, Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, one of the last remaining strongholds of Gaddafi loyalists. The fighters were backed by heavy bombardment from NATO warplanes, still active in the country. In Syria, there are reports of government troops storming a town before dawn this morning. Today's offensive is in Rostan, located just north of the central city of Homs and on the highway to Turkey. The Australian government announced today that women will soon be able to serve in all frontline military combat roles. The move makes Australia the fourth country in the world to allow women to serve alongside their male counterparts in some of the most dangerous roles in modern warfare, including special forces units in Afghanistan. The trial of the doctor charged in Michael Jackson's death opens today. Prosecutors say Dr. Conrad Murray, who is charged with involuntary manslaughter, administered a lethal dose of the anesthetic along with other sedatives that contributed to Jackson's death. They also claim Murray lacked the proper life-saving equipment to revive Jackson in June of 2009. And some news from baseball's last week in the regular season. The Chicago White Sox have agreed to let manager Ozzie Guillen join the Florida Marlins, and the historic collapse of the Boston Red Sox continues. They lost again last night, their 17th loss in 22 games, to fall into a tie with the Tampa Bay Rays in the wild card race in the American League. Two games left to go in the season. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,043. The S&P opens at 1,162. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,234. Futures, as I said, were way up. And European markets are up as well. Gold is declining. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the hour. Also, in the past few weeks, gold prices, in fact, the gold prices have gone from their highs of $1,900. Today, they stand at $1,671 per ounce. Why the drop? Later this hour, New York Times' Louise Story will explain.
I think that Barack Obama is perhaps the most ill-suited president we have had. Barack is so ridiculous. I don't know how to respond to what he says.
We started a conversation on Monday morning yesterday on is there Obama fatigue afoot in the base in the Democratic Party. We talked about African-American voters. We talked about Latino voters. We will continue to talk about Latino voters and whether the Latino vote is something that the Republicans have a chance to win back. They haven't had numbers in electoral significance in the Latino vote since the Reagan years. We'll talk about that. But we want you to weigh in. Does the president represent a beacon of light for you, or are you stepping away in this period of Obama fatigue as the approval ratings to the president seem to decline with every passing week? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment to thetakeaway.org.